Part 3, starting now. We all write letters and post them, yet very few of us have the least idea of the immense number of rules and regulations which are bound to be obeyed. For instance, are you aware that in posting newspapers, the stamp must not be placed partly on the wrapper and partly on the paper? If you disobey this rule, the recipient of the paper is liable to surcharge. Lots of people are given to posting letters unstamped. Some do it on purpose as a sort of insurance, for they are aware that the person receiving the letter will have to pay double postage and that the postman will personally collect the sum. So in a way, an unstamped letter is almost as good as one registered. What is not generally known is that if a firm gives orders, as many do, that unstamped letters are not to be delivered, the letter is returned to the sender, who himself is obliged to pay the double charge. More than that, it is actually an offence against the regulations to post an unstamped letter, and any person who makes a habit of this sort of thing will soon get into trouble. The envelope with a transparent panel, through which the address written on the enclosure is visible, is still very popular. But if the address cannot be easily read, the postal sorters will lay this envelope aside until work is less pressing. End of part 3.